For KAZU News, I'm Janelle Salonga. Spanish, Korean, Vietnamese, and Tagalog speakers can get in-language assistance at polling places in Monterey County on Election Day. Deanna Kitamura from the Asian Law Caucus says that kind of language access has historically helped boost voter registration and turnout.
Walk me through, you know, the Asian Law Caucus's history in pushing for more access to the polls for Asian communities and Asian folks in California.
Asian Law Caucus started working on voting rights in the early 1990s. It went dormant for a few years, but then got recharged in around 2009. And it's starting with redistricting and then further branching out to language access issues and doing poll monitoring. And now we do the whole gamut of voting rights issues.
So tell me a little bit about how you've seen translated or in-language material help more people participate in elections. Do you have stories that you can share?
Well, let me first talk about how the Asian American community is made up about 14% of adult citizens in California, and we are the fastest growing racial group in the state. And among U.S. citizens in California, about 32% of Asian Americans speak English less than very well. Now, those numbers vary by ethnicity groups. The highest limited English proficiency rate is among Vietnamese Americans at 52%, but other ethnic groups have high limited English proficiency rates that range between 37 and 40%. So there is a clear need for language assistance. When San Diego started providing comprehensive language services under federal law, voter registration rose by more than 20% for Filipino Americans and by almost 40% for Vietnamese Americans. So language assistance not only helps voters in terms of being able to understand what's on their ballots, but it also results in higher turnout.
California has tried to increase voting access through the Voters' Choice Act. So fill me in on what that legislation has done and how that's kind of impacted the availability of translated resources for different counties in the state.
So traditionally, voters could only vote on Election Day in their designated precincts. The Voters' Choice Act is a law that passed in 2016, and it allows counties to adopt a different type of model of voting. It allows them to have vote centers, and those vote centers are open more days, but there are fewer vote centers than neighborhood polling places. The majority of voters in California live in counties with vote centers. So, for example, Santa Cruz and San Benito counties have adopted that model. Monterey still uses traditional polling places. Each vote center must have either a bilingual poll worker that's present, or they have to have a hotline available in all the different languages that are covered in the county so that voters can access an interpreter on the day of the election. Traditional poll places must also provide language assistance, but it's more limited than that. They only have to provide it at the precinct level for certain languages.
Where are you directing people to look for in-language translated resources for voting, you know, if they're in a Voters' Choice Act county, so Santa Cruz or San Benito, voting early, or, you know, voting on Election Day?
So my organization, Asian Law Caucus, has a Know Your Voting Rights fact sheets on our website, and that's at advancingjustice-alc.org. You should look for the voting rights page. And there are a couple of fact sheets that are translated into 10 languages. And then the Secretary of State also provides materials, resources for voters. On the front page of the Secretary's website, there are resources in 10 languages. And there's also a hotline available for those 10 languages in the contact information section.
You know, moving forward, how is Asian Law Caucus continuing to work on reducing barriers to election access?
One of the things that we're working on is a bill in Sacramento. It's Assembly Bill 884. And if it passes, it would increase the number of languages that receive comprehensive language assistance. And it would also provide votable ballots to small communities. We also work on other issues, not just in terms of language access, but in to try to make it so that it's easier for people to vote, as well as to make sure that votes are not diluted in any way during the process, and so that people are empowered so that their vote counts just as much as any other vote.
You can read KAZU's ongoing election coverage at kazu.org/election. Janelle Salonga, KAZU News.